The Blue Jays and Rangers playing Game 3 of the ALDS as Toronto looks to advance to the ALCS. A great scene at Rogers Center and a crowd of nearly 50,000 making a lot of noise, supporting Aaron Sanchez, who makes the start for Toronto, opposed by veteran Colby Lewis of Texas. Bottom one, it's already 1-0 Texas, but there's a man on for Edwin Encarnacion.
Lewis pitch, fly ball deep left field, high drive, yes sir, there she goes. The Blue Jays are in flight, leading Texas 2-1 here in the bottom of the first.
Encarnacion does it again. What a blast by Encarnacion. He takes the parent for a ride. Now Martin sends one into deep left field. That is up, and that one is gone.
Yes, sir, there goes another one. Russ Martin's first postseason hit gives the Blue Jays a 3-1 lead over Texas here in a raucous bottom of the first inning. Blue Jays lead Texas 3-2.
Donaldson out front, sends that one into right field. That is down the line. Mazzara cannot get it. That is a fair ball. And it bounces up and out, and coming in to score is Carrera. It'll be an RBI double. And the Jays, with their fourth run of the game, it's a 4-2 Blue Jay lead now. Chases Colby Lewis. Tony Barnett in the pitch.
The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball lined up the middle. Base hit center field. Donaldson around third. He scores without a throw. Back to first, Edwin. He's done it again. 5-2 Blue Jays. He's not a favorite son here, nor is Jose in Arlington.
As Odor in the center field, hit well. Pilar turns and runs, looks up, and it is gone. A home run for Rougned Odor.
Odor answers here in Toronto, and all of a sudden, this is a one-run game now, 5-4 Blue Jays, and the pendulum is going back and forth.
Biagini looks at the runner at second, now looks again.
And Moreland in the gap, left center field, long run, Pilar, and he lays out, can't get it. It is off his glove and off the wall. One run is in, Odor, Lucroy chugging home, and the Rangers have taken the lead. Mitch Moreland, a 2-RBI double.
Carrera coming up here in a massive spot. And the first pitch gets off the glove of Lucroy, goes all the way to the backstop. Tulowitzki scores. It's a pass ball, and the Blue Jays have tied the game 6-6. Upton dancing off third now, the 1-0 to Zeke. Swung on and hit to right field and hit deep. That's going to try to get to the corner, but Mazzara runs it down.
3-2 on Martin. Matt Bush looking in. Again, glove right there in front of his chest. The 3-2 pitch. Ground ball hitting the hole at short. Backhanded by Elvis. Go to second one. Back to first. Low throw. Knocked down by Moreland. Here comes Donaldson. Throw to the plate. Head first line. He scores. Ball game, Blue Jays. Another extra inning win for the Blue Jays in the postseason. 7-6 over the Texas Rangers to sweep.
Now, Jerry, the umpires have the headset on. I think Jeff Banister wants the umpires to look at that slide at second base.
Was there interference at second? That's what they'll want to know.
And let's see if there's a second celebration. Headsets are off at the home plate area. Safe. And the Blue Jays win it again, 7-6.
The Blue Jays are going to the American League Championship Series for a second straight year. They beat the Rangers 7-6 in 10 innings Sunday to complete a series sweep. Toronto wins four consecutive postseason games for the first time in franchise history. And it's the first time in Major League postseason history that a series ended via a walk-off error. The Blue Jays will await the winner between the Indians and the Red Sox in the American League Championship Series. The Texas Rangers' great season comes to an end Sunday in Toronto. They came into the game 36-11 in one-run games. Jack Morris looks ahead to the Rangers' future.
The Texas Rangers won the most games in the American League in 2016, back-to-back AL West champions. All that got them, a winless postseason. Matt Wehmeyer alongside Jack Morris. And Jack, the Rangers swept away in the ALDS at the hands of the Blue Jays. Game three resulting in a 7-6, 10-inning loss. And Jack, quite simply, what was the biggest reason why the Rangers have an early vacation.
Well, I have to look at the starting pitching. Nobody went past the fifth inning, and it's got to be a problem for them. They have a great team. They have a team that's really well-rounded in all aspects. They showed that by winning more games than anybody else in the American League. But timing is so important this time of year. They just weren't clicking. They got it together a little bit in the final game where the offense kind of came to life a little bit, but their starters didn't get them deep enough, and that's the end of the story.
And, you know, there are times when you could look at a team and just say, you know, as you alluded to, we're talented, well-rounded, have depth, 1 through 25. We simply ran into a buzzsaw by the name of the Toronto Blue Jays. Is that kind of the case here for the Rangers?
Well, I think the Blue Jays played better this series than they did against them last series. And last year, the Blue Jays sent them home. So, you know, I think they're going to hope to try to figure out a way that they won't have to play Toronto next year.
The Rangers became only the third team since 2000 to have the league's top regular season record and not win a postseason game. But manager Jeff Banister sent veteran Colby Lewis to the mound. And with a first inning lead, he wasn't able to create any momentum on the mound.
Look, he missed middle down. Seemed like the slider early was not as effective. He was missing with the slider and had to come in with a fastball. I think the home run early was a missed slider over the middle of the plate. So just a situation where he couldn't get his in rhythm and get his pitches going and make the pitches that he needed to. And we had talked about that. He came to me earlier and said, "Look, I'm strong. I'm ready to go. I feel good. The arm feels good." We early in the year, TR, if you remember, we pushed him a little bit into that. Not quite that high of a pitch count, but situation of how we'd use the bullpen early. We had to go get Colby and play the matchup game along the way, and couldn't be more proud of how our bullpen pitched, really. It just held those guys down. I think there were two inherited runners that scored. One was on a pass ball, wild pitch situation. And then the last play, got the play we wanted, a double play ball. You know, good feed to Odor. Just looked like that might have pulled the throw a little bit. Mitch reached down to try to keep it in play. Just got away from him a little bit and was unable to recover and make a throw to home plate. And a heads up play by Donaldson, who continued to run, and he was safe. And then, you know, I wanted to go out and replay it quickly. Didn't want to have a situation that I had watched previously in this month of, you know, let's make sure.
It was a mix of different emotions for Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor. A big home run earlier in the game seemed to spark Texas before his throwing error led to the winning run scoring. But he sees the bigger picture of the successful season.
I think we do great. I mean, this year, I mean, we don't finish good, but I mean, I just trust everybody in my team. I mean, we just try to do the best that we can. I mean, we play good tonight, but we lose the game.
The 2016 Rangers had a tremendous knack of finding ways to always win. And for potential future Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre, it was a devastating finish.
I mean, we had a great regular season, but that doesn't really say anything right now. We don't play the season just to advance to the playoff, to the postseason. We want to win it, and there's no doubt that we all are disappointed.